The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday, man. It feels like the longest week ever.
Yep.
It really does. First talk back of the day. Let's get to it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marcus, the boxing dad from Tracy. And I just want to let Graham know that he knocked that kid's face off his face with a unanimous decision out of the red corner. Arnaz, showtime with the 4-0 victory, baby. Undefeated. Let's go.
Let's go, take that, Graham.
Yeah.
You had doubts.
I never said. I just said, what if? Because he was fighting at the Stockton Fairgrounds.
But only a doubter would say, what if?
That was his biggest venue, and I was worried that, you know, what happens if he didn't succeed at that level and then had to go back to fighting at much less, you know, lesser venues. What do you guys think about the nickname Showtime?
I think it's,
I like it.
Wow, look at Selena. Now you're the one being negative. No. You're telling Arnaz and Marcus Boxing Dad, like, sorry, this nickname ain't it, Chief.
It's not what I said.
That's what your face said.
No.
Well, I'm just describing to the listeners what your face said.
I would just, I think that I would prefer a nickname that tells me a little more something about him.
Like what?
I don't know. Like Jake Paul has El Gallo. You know, that means he's Puerto Rican.
But he's not. But he's not.
I don't know. Showtime, do you like it, Graham?
Well, there were like the Showtime Lakers. You know, that was the Lakers nickname in like the, you know, early 80s. Probably longer than that. The Showtime Lakers. I just feel like Showtime has been... There's probably other athletes. My brain isn't firing at all cylinders yet this morning. But there's...
That
I
went
feel
by
like
that.
It has been used, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Showtime.
But no,
but that's what I mean. That's what I mean. It sounds a little unoriginal, like it's been done, like we've heard this before.
Wow, look at the negativity.
I'm trying to see, is that what you're trying to convey?
No, that's what your face is
telling. That's not what I said. No, second talk back of the day, here it is.
Hey, JV Show, catching up on the podcast. We took our kids to see Red One over the weekend, and it was actually much, much better than I was expecting. I was giggling and cracking up through the whole thing, so... I recommend it. It was a good way to get into the holiday spirit. Also really helps if you have drinky drinks beforehand.
Woo!
Or during or after, kind of all the time. Thanks.
Positive review for that movie Red One, because it had a disappointing opening at the box office. They spent like $250 million making the thing, and it had a $35 million opening weekend. But she's saying it was good, but...
You have to be blacked out.
Might need a couple drinky drinks before, during, and after to truly appreciate the film and get in the holiday spirit. That's fair.
That's hilarious.
All right. Have you guys watched any Christmas movies yet?
Not yet.
No. Actually, I did on Netflix. I watched one.
Is it the one? See you next Christmas?
Netflix has the corniest.
Oh my God, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. You guys just freaked out about seeing the same corny Netflix movie.
Netflix has the corniest holiday movies, but you can't not watch them.
I can.
They're
so
cute.
Yeah, it helps you get in the spirit.
Yeah, it's always like the corniest love story.
Yeah, I'm like, why am I watching this? But then at the end, I'm like just sitting on the bed.
It has you in your feels.
Yeah.
The two of you getting excited. Was it the one with the dog and the snow and the mailbox and the Christmas tree? Yeah! Yes, it was! Oh, man, that's the most excited I've seen the two of you about anything ever on this show.
You know, the holiday...
And all it is you've seen the same movie. Wow. Okay. Good. That's
all right,
great.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
I want my green beans.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving time.
Casserole. I want my green beans.
We gotta go full version sometime where he gets through the whole recipe.
Yes, then we will. Jess, how many days till Thanksgiving? Wow!
Oh, wow!
Simple math.
Yeah.
Nine. Drop the one. Nine.
That's what I said. Wait, is it the one where we all said nine?
Graham, I know you like the dark meat.
Yes, I do. It's the best.
I like the white meat.
Boring and dry.
I don't remember what kind of meat are you into.
I guess more dark, but both really.
Okay, so you're in the middle. So 43% say that white meat is their favorite. 43% of people, 22% prefer the darker stuff, and then about 25 around there enjoy both.
Well, I'll eat both, but the white meat you have to just douse in gravy.
Isn't it the best?
So you can even swallow the stuff. Otherwise, you might choke on it. It's so dry.
True.
I know, but it's so good.
I've had about one or two turkeys ever cooked that I've been a part of at Thanksgiving or whatever, where the white meat was actually, like, still juicy. The rest of the time, it's just dried out.
Everyone always swears there's, like, certain ways to make the turkey to keep the juiciness even in the white meat. I know my mom one time, she tried to, like, wrap it in bacon. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if that helped with the juiciness, but the bacon was good.
That's a lot of bacon.
Yeah, it was a lot of bacon.
Turkey?
Yes.
Whoa. Jeez. I think it was one of those, I can't remember if it was a deep fried one that I had. It was cooked a different way. And yes, it was better.
I've never had a deep fried turkey, but I always see the videos of people trying to deep fry them.
I would never let my family try it.
Yeah, your house blows up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hot oil. We're not going to do that.
Hey, if you are trying a deep fried turkey this year, well, let us know. We can come over and try it.
Yeah,
it's not happening in our house.
I'm telling you, I've had one before. It was way better. Way better than that boring old baked thing coming out of the oven.
Because it's like crunchy?
It's just, the outside's a little crispy and it's just juicier. You know, everything fried is better because it's way worse for you. There's a reason that things that are not good for you taste better.
Yeah, that's more oil everything. Yeah. Are you guys ready for Thanksgiving?
No.
Like, what are the plans?
None right now.
But you don't have to cook anything.
I guess I just help out a little bit. But also, my family, like my whole family doesn't really get together as much anymore. It's kind of just my immediate family. So that's kind of, it's not like we're making 10 sides for 5 of us.
Does that make it more boring?
Yeah, it makes it sad. Because every year...
Talk about how empty and sad your Thanksgiving is.
...forward to this time of year because I'm like, wow, it's going to be like when I was little and everybody used to get together. And then the day comes and I'm like, oh, you know,
just you when, and your
when
mom.
So-and-so coming.
Well, what about, do you go to your boyfriend's side of the family?
For Thanksgiving?
They don't invite Jess.
Wow.
Well, because I don't want to spend it away from my family.
Wow.
So he does his thing, I do my thing. Also, there's
you guys don't spend Thanksgiving together?
Aren't you guys both in Salinas? Can't you just go to both? That's what I...
We have, I think, maybe one, possibly 2 years. But usually
he doesn't want to show you in front of your family. He's embarrassed of you.
No, I've been.
That's what I hear.
But it's just so sad. Eating turkey by myself.
Wait, I can't imagine not spending... Cut the music, Graham. I can't imagine spending holidays without my significant other. Especially after 4 years. You've been together 4 years with your boyfriend. You guys do Thanksgiving separately?
Yeah, I guess because Thanksgiving isn't like a huge thing for me, really. I mean, we do our Friendsgiving with our friends. We do... And then Thanksgiving, I don't even...
It must be more important to his other girlfriend.
Wow!
I know he goes over to his dad's side of the family
and they don't like you
and they watch football and
but if it's not that important to you, wouldn't it make more sense like to not even spend it with your family since it's no big deal and then go with his?
Well, only because since we spend it with my family and it's just basically like 4 or 5 of us, sometimes a few others, I want to be there so that my mom doesn't feel bad that nobody's there, if that makes sense.
I still don't get why you can't do both. But
yeah, that's a good, yeah.
That's what Kate and I used to go to mine first, and then we'd go to hers. We'd double up. This year, I have my Thanksgiving number one is this weekend. So we do
that's
my...
Right, that's right, you guys do it the week right. before.
Yeah, we do my family's before, and then we do Kate's on actual Thanksgiving. So there's solutions out there.
Yeah,
there.
We do that for Christmas, but haven't really done that for Thanksgiving. Nah.
This is like so weird to me.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, whatever works for you guys, whatever works for you guys.
I've moved past it already.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9. The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Quick update on Diddy behind bars. The latest is his legal team is claiming that the feds raided his jail cell and took away a bunch of, quote, privileged materials.
Oh.
Like notes that he wrote for his legal team for an upcoming trial. He wrote down things related to witnesses and also potential strategies for the trial. And then all of that was handed over to prosecutors.
I thought when they said privileged items, it was like iPads, baby oil, cell phones. Yeah. Playboy magazines and stuff like that. Well, the injuries for the 49ers just keep on piling up. Now even quarterback Brock Purdy has popped up on the injury report. He took a few hits in the team's loss to the Seahawks this past Sunday. He's currently day-to-day with some soreness in his throwing shoulder. That's not good, but hopefully he'll be able to play this weekend as the Niners travel to Green Bay to take on the Packers. Things aren't looking as optimistic right now for Nick Bosa. He left this past Sunday's game with a hip and oblique injury, and I wouldn't be surprised if it keeps him out for this upcoming game. Yay, sports.
Yay. Ooh, I'm sure you've been feeling the really, really cold weather, but the highs will remain in the 60s today, and get ready because tomorrow is the day that we will get some rain.
Mark that in the rain prediction journal, everybody. Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey.
Your day today is a 7. Oh. Make sure you are paying attention to your partner's interests and needs. Oh. Take a spontaneous opportunity for fun together, whether it be slouching on the couch or going for a walk.
That doesn't sound very spontaneous
or fun.
Really quick, the rain. That is for sure going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've always needed a reason to get those plasticky looking UGG boots. You know, like the rain boots they have? So cute.
This is not the reason.
Why?
This is not the reason.
So cute.
I mean, if there ever was a reason, it would be this.
Does Selena ever even walk outside?
That's true.
Selena's day to day. You drive into a parking garage here and then you drive home and is it raining on your couch?
No, but from here to my car, like walking from my front door to my car, that's outside.
Oh, you don't park in the garage?
At home?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Too much junk in there?
Well, my man works out of there, so.
Got it.
So, yeah.
A bunch of junk in there.
All right, Jess, what do you have?
Okay, so Uber Eats has revealed the most popular and some of the most unusual requests or delivery orders that they received over the last year. So here are some of the most popular for groceries, bananas. Have you guys ever ordered bananas?
Probably, but it's not like my top request.
Okay.
Well, everybody orders bananas. Right?
Well, not Selena.
I probably have, but
if you get your grocery, I mean, we generally shop for our groceries, but if it's a Target pickup or whatever, yeah, you throw some bananas in there.
But doesn't it worry you that the person's not going to be able to pick the banana bunch that you would want?
I've gotten past that. I'd sit there and be like, oh, are these ones too green? Are these too? They all end up the same brown in like 2 days.
So just buy them. It doesn't matter.
Roses were the number one flower delivery.
That's romantic.
I honestly didn't even consider that people could order flowers on Uber Eats. But guys, you have no excuse.
Yes.
Now. Order some flowers for your girlfriend's wife.
Are roses still cool?
What do you mean?
I like roses.
I just feel like they got played out a little bit.
I don't think they could ever.
And people moved on to like these more, I don't know how to describe. I'm not your flower guy. You know, I just wonder that if it's like, if I was to just get my wife a dozen roses, is it just going to be like,
I don't think so. I feel like roses are like,
sort of like a been there, done that.
I don't think so, because roses are like classic.
Very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
They sell them at the gas station. I mean.
Well, you don't get those ones.
What's the difference? They're roses. They sell them at Home Depot. That's why I'm just wondering. Have they gotten played out? I'm asking for us guys out there. We want to know. Would you rather have some like custom looking organic bouquet looking thing, or do you want the dozen roses?
Ooh, the custom sounds nice. But if it's like a. It's like on a random day, get the random flowers. But if it's on like special occasionized dinner, I feel like the roses really matter.
But not from a gas station. Like you go somewhere and they have the roses, but it's like already in a vase and they have a ribbon and it has all these
other you're fancy.
You guys don't get those?
I mean, I like those, but if I'm...
But you're adding other stuff to it. I'm back to the flowers. Just talk to me about
the plain flowers.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather have roses.
Than like some springtime bouquet looking thing or something.
No, I guess my man doesn't even really get me roses. He gets me something more like exotic looking, but you can never go wrong with roses is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just asking for us guys out there.
Yeah. All right. So some more popular items from Uber Eats from this past year. Apparently election night was a very, very busy night for alcohol deliveries.
I can see that.
A lot of people drinking while they're watching the coverage.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Now,
stressed out.
Now, to move on to, like, maybe some of the more weird requests, one person told a restaurant that they wanted done wings. So they wrote, not well done, not undercooked, but done wings, where they're a little brown on 30% of the surface area, please.
What?
Well, yeah,
they're
I guess that's
very
it.
Specific.
So it's like an in-between? They don't...
So then just order wings. They're just cooked.
They think that done is like one step down from well done. How do you want your steak? I'll have mine done. No. It goes rare, medium, then well.
And then another a woman that was pregnant was like, I'm so sorry for this odd request, but can you please give me toast that is like basically burnt and put some butter on the bread, please? They apparently had a weird pregnancy craving. Selena, did you ever have any weird cravings that you made like your man go out and get?
I actually didn't. Not that I can remember.
Really?
What about all the pickles you were eating?
But I mean, I don't consider that like a weird craving. Like everyone just loves pickles, you know?
But you were eating a lot more of them.
Okay, I did have a studio jar of pickles.
Exactly.
But, like,
so you had
no
a little
big
bit
deal.
Of, a little bit of a craving. Doesn't everyone have a toaster? Who's ordering toast?
Maybe that was like, that came with like a side. Maybe she was ordering like a whole meal, but that was like the little side thing.
Because if you're, yeah, I mean,
I was going to say, yeah, make it yourself.
Make it, just burn your own toast. It's not that hard. Just leave it in there a little long.
And now if Uber Eats were to give you, Selena, since you order for delivery a lot, if they were to give you like just a list of like your most popular items that you order throughout the year, what would be at the top of that list?
Celsius.
Seriously?
You ordered that?
What are you doing? I would love to see, Jess, wouldn't you love to see an itemized bill of Selena's all the DoorDash
God, yes.
Uber Eats
oh,
or whatever
God.
Orders for the whole year?
I think Celsius would be at the top because I do order like my weekend energy drinks like on that Friday. Like, let me just grab like, you know, let me just order like two so they're there when I get home from work or whatever.
We need to get you a Costco membership so you can just buy them in bulk and then just stockpile them and then you just walk to your
I know, that'd
pantry
be great.
But then she wouldn't want to leave her house to go to Costco.
True. Do they deliver?
Instacart, yeah, I'll shop Costco for you. Costco does
there
deliver
we go.
Also.
Yeah. I think it goes Celsius and then like burritos.
I'm less mad at the burritos.
Thank
I love
you.
Burritos.
I'm surprised it wasn't wings or something. Or Panda.
No, we do. My family does burritos a lot.
Where's your go-to spot? Give them a shout out.
We order from. So I personally like La Vix more. There's one in Hayward.
Yeah, delicious.
But everyone else in my family, they will only eat from Metro Taquero. So that's where we order like all the time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm so sad. I woke up this morning. I was laying in bed, ready to get my hump on. Hump day Wednesday. Oh. And then I realized it's only Tuesday.
Aww.
Boo. No hump for me today.
Aww.
Come on, week. Let's get rolling. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Don't rule the hump out. You don't know.
Yeah.
It could still happen.
And tomorrow, I mean,
yeah.
You look forward to the hump bin tomorrow.
I often wake up and just have no clue what day it is. I just know
that's
that
me
when,
on the weekends.
I just know when the alarm goes off, that means it is going to work time. I don't know what day it is.
Every weekend I wake up in a panic when it's like daylight. I'm like, oh my God, I'm late for work again. All right, Jess, Tuesdays, we've shifted it over to you to talk TV. What are you watching?
I'm watching a show called Tell Me Lies, and I am hooked on it right now, you guys. I actually cannot wait to go home today to basically finish it.
I've never heard of this.
So our listener, Rafaela, recommended it to me, so thank you so much. It is on Hulu. It basically involves like college drama and relationships. So it gives me like
Is it a documentary, reality,
it's
TV? What is it?
Just a series.
Just a series.
Okay.
Yeah, but it gives me like Euphoria vibes because it is like really risque. Like there's a lot of scenes.
Oh, wait, I like this.
Oh, just like Euphoria seeing high schoolers hook up. Yeah.
No, these are college.
Oh, college.
Ew, you're gross, Graham.
Well, she said it was giving Euphoria vibes. So
because Euphoria was very risky.
Euphoria did make me feel like, should I even be watching this right now? And these are, I mean, obviously people of age, but they're portraying young high schoolers.
That's why I didn't watch it. I don't want to, you're on some list somewhere, you
sickos.
I know.
But it also made me feel like, is that what the younger generation is just doing? Like,
yes.
Nowadays.
It
anyways.
Is.
Like, what were they doing?
Stuff. Intimate stuff.
In this show, a lot of...
A lot of intimate stuff.
Isn't that what college is? A lot of
stuff? You don't see it... Like, on shows that involve college, I feel like you know that it's happening, and you don't usually see it this much. So just don't watch this show with your kids or your parents, because that would be awkward. But I wanted to discuss a few things, because one of the things that I noticed in the show from watching it so far is, as women, we overthink everything when it comes to a relationship. I mean, from the very first date, from the very first text, just from meeting that person, like, we overthink so much. So I'm curious to know, on the other end, do guys also overthink things? Is it just the women that do it, or do guys just not show it and not talk about it?
Good question.
I think it's both. I think some guys overthink all parts of it, and then some guys don't show it. But maybe we're all overthinking it slightly.
So, like, for you, Graham, are you the type of person to talk about it with your friends? Like, if you are, if you do have, like, a, I guess if you're unsure about a relationship that you are dealing with?
Yeah, I would talk to my friends about it.
Okay, see, I feel like not all guys do that. And in the show, you see a lot of the conversations that the women have, but then it pans to the guys, and they're just talking about, like, the next college party that they're gonna be going to be
doing. That's how I always thought it was. I feel like guys don't overthink as much as women, and they just don't care as much as women. They especially don't talk to their friends, I thought, because they don't like people in their business.
Well, I think there are different periods in a guy's life, and the one large period is that college immature period, and we are not overthinking the relationships. We're only thinking about one thing and achieving that one thing.
Right.
And that period lasts for a long time with guys. So don't, if you're thinking they're overthinking and thinking the same things about the relationship as you, they're not during that time. No.
Okay.
That's
got
a different time. Later, the more mature years, that's probably a different story.
And when does a man mature?
52, I
think. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Get out of that phase.
Yeah. One example of this, like on the show, was, and this is not really a spoiler alert, but.
Just in case.
Yeah, that's fine. I noticed that the ladies, so after hanging out with a guy, you know, on a first date, they're kind of like, wait, he didn't make a move. Does that mean that he's not interested? And they're like, the friends are like, but you didn't want him to make a move. And you're like, yeah, but he didn't make it. So does that mean they're not interested?
Oh,
so,
my God.
This is how the female brain works. Now, obviously not everybody, but I do feel like maybe having these conversations with our friends makes it a lot worse, because then they're like, but maybe they're talking to somebody else. That's why they aren't doing this with you, or, you know, and it just makes everything turn into a spiral.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, ladies. You guys have a great first date. Doesn't attempt anything with you. What's your takeaway?
Yeah, that he's not attracted to me.
Like, he wasn't interested.
Yeah.
What if he's just being a gentleman and is reading the room? He's like, I don't think she's... Because, like you said in this example, you didn't want him to make a move.
But there needs to be some sort of sign that I know that you still want this, but you're holding back out of, like, respect for me or something. Like, at least, like... we have to kiss or something, you know, something like that, where I know that there's still interest.
If there's not a kiss at the end of a first date, you're out?
Not me. I'm okay with that.
No, I'm going to take that as you're not interested.
I don't think it necessarily needs to be a kiss at the end of a first date, right?
When you say first date, I don't mean like this is our very first time meeting. You know what I mean? That's weird. That's weird. Because if that could be...
That's what I'm thinking.
That's kind of different. I'm just thinking, to me and my man's, you know, first time meeting, we were like all over each other. Yeah. But that's because there had been like plenty of like conversations beforehand.
Yeah. Okay, so think of like a more stereotypical first date.
Okay, no. No, don't.
Yeah, because on...
Do you want him to try something to show that he has that interest in you?
I think if he texts you after, like, hey, I had a great time, would love to do this again, I like that. I like him just showing that he's into the date and doesn't seem like uninterested there. But you still think about this after, like, oh my God, did he enjoy the date? Like, did he not? That's why that follow-up text matters a lot.
Right.
But for me and my boyfriend, we did not kiss on the first date. I don't think we kissed until he took me to dinner. And I liked that, because then I didn't feel like, oh my God, he's just playing.
He's just in it for the kiss. That's what you're thinking. He's just in
this relationship. This guy's just trying to get to first base. Yeah. That's all that matters. What a dog.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Well, isn't this interesting? A very prominent figure, one of Diddy's friends or an associate of some sort, is suing that lawyer out of Texas, the guy that's representing more than 120 Diddy victims. You know how this lawyer is saying that he has a long list of high profile people that have been named in the these lawsuits. And so he's going to them. And he said a lot of these celebrities, they are paying up to avoid having their name, you know, made public and being associated with Diddy. Well, I guess one of the people that he's contacted, a prominent figure, is suing that attorney for extortion. He says this attorney is shamelessly attempting to extort money from him while threatening a lawsuit packed with wildly false, horrific allegations if he doesn't pay up. This lawsuit was filed yesterday. The person describes himself as a high profile individual who knew Diddy and attended events with him. But isn't that how lawsuits work? Like, hey, you can settle. If not, you're going to get sued.
Yeah.
Is that extortion? I thought that's what was supposed to happen.
I feel like this sounds different, though.
Extortion is when the threat of it is just to get money, but the lawsuits sort of follow. They probably tiptoe in the line. A lot of lawsuits probably tiptoe that same line because you're just trying to get a settlement outside of court.
I'm very torn on this because I feel like that's okay in this case.
Given that it's Diddy?
Yeah. I mean, if not, then you're the high profile individual. You're going to have your name made public. So, I mean, that's just the downside of it. Either you pay or you don't. You can fight it, but then everyone's going to know that you were associated with Diddy and were at the freak offs or whatever.
I guess maybe they're trying to show like, hey, you're trying to expose me, but there needs to be they want some discovery to see if there's actual evidence that they can, rather than somebody just saying it's this person.
And they just pay up right away.
Yes.
Okay, I could see that as well. How do you guys feel about John Stamos wearing a bald cap in solidarity with Dave Coulier, who was diagnosed with cancer? We talked about his diagnosis recently. Go to JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram. Make sure you're following us. Check out our Instagram story. Now, in John Stamos' defense, he had good intentions. He wanted to show that, you know, Dave Coulier, who you can see there, with no hair, you know, that he's going through this head on with so much strength and positivity.
Head on too soon.
I didn't mean it like that. And so John Stamos shows up wearing a bald cap to stand in solidarity with him. And everyone's like, bro, like,
just shave your hair.
It just seems like head. Either just like shave your head. Yeah. Or don't. Like, it just seems almost like you're mocking it in a way.
Yeah, you don't do this.
Mm-mm. Isn't this kind of weird? And they're calling him shallow. Like, people, like, he's getting a lot of backlash.
Yeah, it's very much like, hey, let's pose for these pictures so that I look like a good person when I'm actually not really supporting you at the
end
of
but the
then
day. Afterwards, I'm just going to take it off and I got my hair back.
It's a good, I mean, they did a nice job on it. It's definitely.
I don't think so.
It's kind of convincing, but when you're trying to hide hair under there, you always end up looking like a conehead a bit.
I feel like there was a lot of airbrushing and editing involved after the fact. Yeah.
Probably. But
doesn't this seem just wrong?
It does seem wrong, but John Stamos has always been known for his glorious hair. And so if he, is it like rubbing it in as he's shaving his head and then like his, you know, his long locks are just blowing in the wind? Like he's going to have kind of, people are going to shame him for that too. So I think you either don't do this photo op or you shave your head. Those are your two options. You can't put on a bald cap and you can't go in there with the most glorious Hollywood. He had the best hair in Hollywood for like decades. I mean, the guy, like, his hair was the envy of Hollywood. And he goes in there and shaves his buddy's head.
It would have been okay because there's other pictures of where it's like John Stamos and Dave and Dave's wife. Dave's wife has hair. Like, no one's going to take it the wrong way. You're just there to support your friend. So either do it or don't.
I don't understand. This makes no
sense. Thank you.
It makes his decision. I want to know what the decision-making process was on this.
I don't
want to shave my head, but I do want to show support. So let me call some makeup artists and see what I can get done. Like,
I can't believe
what?
You did this.
Who was the person on his team that was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, put a bald cap on. What?
No. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Well, yesterday when I hopped up in the JV Show 2024 Live Doppler Weather Balloon News Desk, the Drew Tuna, to get a look at these incoming storms, I somehow overlooked the fact that this isn't just some ordinary atmospheric river coming our way because a bomb cyclone just said, hold my beer.
What the heck is that?
We had one of these last year, maybe it was the year before. I feel like it was during a Niner game and it was just a torrential downpour and like crazy wind and stuff. A bomb cyclone is the result of cold and warm air colliding out over the ocean. And then this spins up all kinds of low and high pressure areas, whatever that is. I don't know what that means, but it causes very intense weather, including, like I mentioned, strong winds, heavy rain. They say as much as 8 inches of rain could be falling on parts of the Bay Area in the coming days. Look, still looks mainly like the North Bay is the one that's getting pounded by this bomb cyclone atmospheric river combo. I don't know who wins that fight, the atmospheric river, the bomb. I feel like it's the bomb cyclone. But there's going to be a lot of wet weather headed our way and a lot of heavy rain. Again, that starts tomorrow morning. It looks like heavier in the North Bay, but it could become more widespread. If you're trying to get up to Tahoe or something this weekend, Thursday might be your only sort of window in between these two back-to-back storms that are coming through. Ooh. Thursday might be the day, but then be prepared. You might get stuck up there for a while.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of snow and stuff result of this. So,
all right. Thank you,
Graham. You've been warned. It's a bomb cyclone.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. About to get into what the bleep. You guys know this is your chance to win a JV Show chug mug, right? You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. That Talkback mic is always open, not only to play this game, but to weigh in on anything we talk about, to leave your shout outs, or to just say good morning. We appreciate those too. All right, so here is today's clip. Listen up.
You know when you see someone really attractive and you just have to figure out how you're going to get inside their...
Whoa.
Yes.
Guys, we've all had that feeling. We have sort of a one-track mind. But all right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then leave it on the Talkback. Like Selena said, it's super easy. Leave us your name, your city, along with your guests. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win that JV Show chug mug. You want one of these because it's way more fun drinking hot coffee out of it than just a regular old boring mug. Plus, it shows you're a winner, not a loser. I'm just kidding, people that haven't won one yet. Someday you will, I hope.
Keep working on it.
And remember, this is a family show, so keep those guesses PG, but get them in quick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
You know when you see someone really attractive and you just have to figure out how you're going to get inside their...
Yes, I know what you mean.
All you think about.
Because I'm a guy. Yes, it's good. Come on, guys.
Remember, this is a family show.
Oh,
okay,
right.
Okay, the word is something clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. My name's Elizabeth from San Jose. My guess on the bleeped out word is DMs. How are you going to get into her DMs? Have a good day.
That's a good guess.
DMs. Far and away the most popular guess this morning. So I just wiped out a lot of, like, 100 people's guesses right there. It's not DMs. How do you? I mean, do people, that's probably, if everyone's guessing it, that's probably a common thing, right? Try to figure out how am I going to get in their DMs? How does one go about doing that?
You ask for their Instagram first.
No, that sounds creepy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then it's creepier if you don't ask and you find them.
Yeah.
I think you have to stalk them. Yeah, you have to figure out where they work. You get their LinkedIn, then you figure out their full name, then you look at their job history, and then you go back, work your way back from there, and then you find them on Instagram.
Oh, God.
Create a fake profile because you don't want to seem like you're the stalker. Then you get a friend request accepted there, and then you say, hey, you should meet my friend, and then you refer them back to your own actual Instagram account. Next thing you know, you're married. That's how my love story worked out.
Lovely from Fremont. I think the bleep that word is inside their brain because you want to know what they're thinking. So you know what you need to do to get them to talk to you. Have a good day, guys.
Ooh, I like that, guys. How do I get inside your brain? What are you thinking?
Yeah, brain or mind. That's the other probably most popular guess this morning is not that.
Dang it.
Yo, yo, yo. Jacob from the South Bay. My boy Noah here. About to guess... get into her car.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
Whoa, creepy. I mean, we want to, we'd like to, but you don't try to do that and force your way in there, you creepy stalker. Just so we can like smell the car seat.
What creepy is stalker. Wrong with you guys?
Sicko.
Ew.
You guys are gross.
All right, continue to leave more guesses, okay? Because those ones ain't it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show, playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
You know when you see someone really attractive and you just have to figure out how you're going to get inside their...
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I'm like, what's it going to be like when I get in there?
Yeah, what's it like in there?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is a family show. Okay, that word is always something clean. Your guess has got to be clean. All right, so let's see if anyone got the word. Let's go to your guesses on the Talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Cindy from the Bay to LA, and my guess is their dreams. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Ooh.
Get inside those dreams.
Can you imagine getting into your partner's dreams?
They're weird.
I would love to see what he's dreaming about.
Last night I had a dream a hamburger was eating me.
My God.
Talk about scary.
Okay, maybe not your dreams.
Just kidding.
Good morning, guys. This is Felicia and Sheena calling from Redwood City. And we think the bleeped out word is orbit. It's a slang, but a lot of people say, oh, my God, I just want to be in their orbit. They're just so fabulous and stunning. Have a good day.
That's cute.
In their orbit. That was a very popular orbit or like circle or friendship circle or friend group. A lot of people guessing those types of things. Not it.
That ain't it.
Good morning, JB Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond taking another guess at the what the bleep missing word. And I'll say life. You want to try to get into the life of that attractive person. All right, thanks. Bye.
I just want to be in their life.
It's like I'm just basically trying to get into their life.
I'm living life. Can I get in your life?
Yeah.
Good morning, Jerry Show. This is Elijah from Flint, and I guess for the bleeped out word today is heart.
Hearts! That's cute. Oh, I love that.
See, this is a wholesome family show, you sickos.
Here's today's clip.
In their hearts.
Unbleeped.
You know when you see someone really attractive and you just have to figure out how you're going to get inside their heart?
Oh, that's so cute.
And also lies. That's not what you think about.
Well, that's one of the things you're trying to figure out how to get inside of. Okay, let's give some shout-outs. First of all, to Elijah in... Where did he say he was from? So this is Elijah from Laughlin.
I think Oakland?
Laughlin, Nevada? Laughlin? Did he say Laughlin? Oakland?
Sarah McLaughlin.
I didn't hear a K in there. Oakland, I heard a Laughlin. Laughlin. Well, Elijah, wherever you're from, we'll try to send you a chug mug. We'll just address it to Laughlin. Elijah from Laughlin. A couple other people had it correct this morning. Most people, I'm telling you, were on guesses like DMs or friendship circle or stuff like that. So Rodrigo and Tracy, he had one of the correct answers this morning. What's up, Rodrigo? What's up? And our buddy Javier in San Pablo, he had the other correct guess. And outside of that. Look at that. The fellas, very well represented this morning.
That was
Rodrigo, Elijah, Javier. The three correct guesses. Elijah had the first one. Where are the ladies at?
Bay Area. We're falling off.
Come on.
Get it together. Wake up, people. Wake up. It's Tuesday. No, we're around the holidays.
Tomorrow they could win, right?
We have another chance to win. Yep, 7:05. We do it every weekday morning. Mm-hmm. Next, also when you win, check your email. That's associated with your iHeart account. So we can actually get a hold of you to get your address so we can send you that JB Show chug.
That's the tricky part because a lot of people sign up for, when you sign up for an app or something, they use
like your spam email.
They use your Hotmail or something like that.
I use my Yahoo.
Or your Yahoo or your Apple ID. I don't even know what that is, but people use that for their iHeart. And then we try to reach out and tell them they've won. And they're like, I haven't checked my Hotmail in over a decade. That's where your chug mug is.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, what the bleep winner, Ethan, right?
Elijah,
sorry about that. Wow. Elijah, he's left another talk back.
Good morning. This is Elijah from Oakland. It is indeed Oakland. And I just want to ask you guys, seriously, did no one guess pants? Because that is a very clean word. No one guessed pants this morning? I was about to do it myself, honestly, just to be funny.
That's a good question.
I'm shocked that nobody did guess for a What the Bleep game.
Interesting.
Pants
would have been a perfect fit. Get a good pants fit.
Would have been a great guess there. No, I didn't get that one. Would have been a great guess, but we were wondering where Elijah was from because we didn't quite understand him. He won the game this morning, and he said, he's from Oakland. It's from Oakland, so.
Good to know.
Shout out to Oakland.
Elijah, congratulations again.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is time for the JV Show's Yep Nope game. Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Lorena.
Hi, Lorena. How's it going this morning?
It's going.
Oh, that means not too good. What can we do for you?
Tuesday.
What can we do to make it better?
There's traffic.
Oh, no.
Where are you driving to and from?
From Vallejo to Richmond.
I feel like that's not a bad drive.
It is with traffic.
Yeah.
True.
With traffic. How long does that take you every morning?
Probably 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
There's
people sitting in traffic from Stockton to Menlo Park right now. They're like, hold my beer. I'll show you about a commute.
It's all good, Lorena. Traffic does suck. Let's see if we can get you these tickets while you're waiting. This is the JV Show's Yep Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct and you win.
4 tickets to the California Academy of Sciences.
Here's question number 1. Let's get right into it. A grease monkey is a slang term used to describe someone who works in what profession?
Motorcycle?
Nope.
I feel like you were moving in the right direction. It's a mechanic.
Well, there are motorcycle mechanics.
I was around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys don't, whenever I see my mechanic, I'm like, hey, Grease Monkey, get my car back to me by tomorrow.
No, you don't.
You guys don't do that?
No.
Like, I feel like it lights a fire under them. Well, they want to fix your car faster that way.
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Don't do
all
that.
All right, question number two. The San Francisco Bay is filled with water from what ocean?
Pacific Ocean?
Yep. Yep.
Don't say that with a question mark at the end.
Why did you question that?
The Pacific Ocean?
Come on. All right, question number three. You cannot afford to miss another question, Lorena. In Greek mythology, Greek soldiers hid inside of what to sneak into the city of Troy to attack it from within?
A horse.
Yep.
Yeah, Trojan horse.
Yeah, Trojan
there
horse.
You go.
Greatest trick in history of, well, mythology, but it was a great trick. It worked out great. All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game. San Juan is the capital city of what U.S. territory?
Say that again? I'm sorry.
San Juan is the capital city of what U.S. territory?
Puerto Rico?
Yep. Yeah.
Now you just got.
You just I just wrecked my voice doing that.
I was. What did you? Oh no, Selena's hurting. She's rubbing.
Ooh,
her throat.
I was like screaming, and then I started choking.
Are
it
you
was
okay?
Just bad. No.
Do you want to do
it? Interrupted our celebration.
Yeah. Do you want to?
That was my. I was celebrating.
Oh.
Do a dramatic reenactment of the moment that you injured your vocal cords.
I literally cannot. I can't. Continue.
Anyways,
continue without me.
You just won four tickets to the California Academy of Sciences.
Woo! Nice.
Congratulations, Lorena.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your long commute. Oh my God, it's going to take forever to get there.
Yeah, oof, another 15
Thank
minutes.
You.
And have a great rest of your day. Hang on there for your winning.
You guys are commute shaming.
No, that was you. Anyways, if anybody else wants to check out the California Academy of Sciences, they have a crew of adorable baby animals that are visiting, yes, the California Academy of Sciences for their annual Tis the Season for Science Celebration. So you can get your tickets at calacademy.org.
And you get to take one home after you each visit?
No.
Oh,
dang it. I'm back out.
I want a cute little adorable baby animal.
Graham, do you have some shout outs?
Actually, just one this morning, which is shocking. I got a DM and says, hey, Graham, can you please give my daughter Savannah a birthday shout out? We listen to you guys every single morning, and that's from Mom Jackie. So
happy birthday.
Birthday, Savannah. Oh, she's turning 9 years old. That's a big one.
Who gives a fart?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Did Kim K get one of those Tesla robots? So this is all over her Instagram story if you haven't seen it yet. We've also posted some to our story, JV Morning Show. Make sure you follow us.
We know.
Everything we talk about is always on our Instagram story. So it shows her interacting with one of those Tesla Optimus robots, which will cost between $20,000 and $30,000 once they become available. So Kim shows herself playing rock, paper, scissors with it, and she holds up her hand to make like a half heart, and then the robot takes its hand and completes the heart. It was the cutest little thing.
I can't wait to have a cute robot in my life, and then it plots to kill me while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. That's very possible. Well, here's the thing about Kim possibly owning a robot, because a lot of people do think that she bought it. Uh-huh. I don't think she did. I think it's more likely that she was invited somewhere to check out some of Tesla's new stuff, or maybe they brought it to her. I don't know, but she also posted from one of the new cyber cabs, and she got to meet the one-of-a-kind gold Optimus robot. So I think she was just like testing out some of the products. But I thought this was really interesting. I saw a post that said, considering Kim makes about $2 million per sponsored post, her just posting all of this robot stuff, she probably did around $10 million worth of free advertising for Tesla, just posting this on her story.
Wow. Well,
she can definitely
That's a lot.
She can afford a fleet of these things if she wanted to. A $20,000, $30,000 robot. Kidding me? She needs 10 of them. One for her, you know, to be her butler, one to be the chef, one to be
take care of the kids because she's a single mom now.
Yeah. one for each kid, and then one to mow the lawns and stuff like that.
And then a boyfriend.
Oh, the boyfriend version would be great. Again, we talked about this. Like, do you guys actually want one of these things?
I'm kind of creeped out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's cute seeing other people with it, but if it was, like, me alone in my house with it, I'd be scared.
Do you find the one with the face creepier or the one without the face? Because I think the one without the face might be a little creepier to me. Because it's like, I can't look at your eyes. I don't know where you're looking.
It's a robot.
I don't know. But it almost makes it less creepy when it does have a face, I think.
I don't know. I think they're all creepy.
Yeah, they are all kind of creepy.
Before we get to my Mike Tyson story, just one more thing on these robots. A lot of people were wondering if the one on Kim's story was autonomous or if there was a Tesla employee controlling it. Do you guys remember the Wii robot event last month? We played some audio of 2 Chainz interacting with one of the robots.
It was
later said that robot was being controlled remotely by an employee.
Right.
That's just really disappointing. So, and they're saying most likely what you're seeing on Kim's story is another example of it being controlled by someone. I want to see what the robot can actually do.
Well, they're just showing you the future, what the future of this technology is going to look like. It's not, fully ready yet. I guess is the thing.
Why keep it to yourself?
Yeah, but they unveiled all these concept cars at that event too, the futuristic cyber bus and all that stuff. They don't have that rolling off the lot yet. They're just showing you like what it's going
to
be like.
I don't know. It's just disappointing. I thought we were actually like talking to these things. They had minds of their own.
I saw a video on Instagram of some other robot developed somewhere, and it was just a laundry doing robot. And I was like, that I want.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Looked dope. And it wasn't like human like looking or whatever. It just had a couple little like robotic looking clamp things. And dude, it could take the laundry out and it could fold it perfectly.
Oh,
I mean, that
nice.
Takes like a lot of, very precise robotic precision as far as the control on the arms and sensor technology to be able to analyze what size shirt am I holding. Okay, here's how I would fold it. And to watch this thing go, I was like, every house is going to have
love
one of those
that.
Someday. Be the best.
All right, will Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield get into the ring again?
I hope not.
I don't know if you saw Evander share a mock promo poster for a fight between them. And he said, the fans want it. # unfinished business. Before I get to what Mike responded, Graham, you wouldn't want to see this?
I got to look up how old Evander Holyfield is.
Older than Mike.
62. So it'd be a 62-year-old. Well, I mean, this fight would take place somewhere in the future, so he could be 63 by then and Mike would be 59 or whatever. No, I don't want to see this.
I don't know what made him think that people want to see this. I mean, we saw just Mike, and I mean, I can't imagine two old guys in the ring now. Like,
God, it'd be twice as boring.
That'd be the worst.
It's boring with one young guy, yeah.
So Mike Tyson responded, I love you, brother, but the trilogy is our friendship. He doesn't want to get in the ring. Also, Cam Soda offering Mike Tyson $250,000 for an hour-long live stream to show his butt.
No!
That's not bad.
Take the money, Mike. Yeah. Take the money.
What did you think about right after that fight, Jake Paul? He set his sights on fighting Conor McGregor, another...
Don't care.
Now washed up. You and Conor McGregor responded with like a meme of Mitch McConnell. Like, here's the next guy you should fight, Mitch McConnell. Selena's like, I don't know
don't
who that
know.
Is. Was the Senate Majority Leader forever. Really old guy. Really old white guy. Just really old. Like, really old.
That's funny.
I do want him to fight like a real, like somebody his age, somebody younger, and a real boxer because, well, not to say Mike Tyson wasn't, but... I want him to get knocked out. So whoever that is next on his fighting list, I just want it to be somebody that's going
to
knock him out. That's it. That's
I want him to fight,
I think that's
yeah,
what
real,
most people want to
fight
see.
A real boxer.
Yeah, him and Connor, who cares?
Mitch McConnell, minority leader of the Senate. Sorry, I said majority.
Would you watch that fight?
Of who?
Mitch McConnell and Jake Paul?
Yeah.
I think I would too.
Yeah, definitely.
Graham, what do you have?
He's like 90. How old is that guy? I don't know. He's got to be up there. All right, time for a rhesus macaque update. Of course, I'm talking about the 43 monkeys that escaped from the South Carolina research facility.
That's not something I can get at McDonald's?
2 weeks ago. No, it's not.
Oh,
a worker at this facility that locals call the Monkey Farm accidentally left a gate unlocked and these monkeys went bananas and just made a break for it. Bananas, get it? Little monkey joke there.
I got it.
Went right past you. That's okay. They set a bunch of traps armed with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because apparently that's what these guys like to eat. And they used other monkeys to help lure the escaped monkeys back. We talked about it. And as of last week, they had caught almost all of them. Yesterday, they just caught two more of them, and that leaves just four macaques still out there monkeying around. Officials think they probably haven't gone far, and they're probably staying really close to the facility. And they continue to maintain that these monkeys do not pose any risk to public health or safety. So there's your update of the 43. We're down to just four out there. And I hope they never get caught. Live your best life, monkeys!
Yeah,
get out there and do a bunch of monkey business.
Yeah, just live. Go out there and slive.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, is there anything you would change about your marriage proposal? Because I came across this survey that was done. Only 50% of people say they would not change a single thing, while the average person would change like two things that happened.
Easy.
Or two details or whatever.
Yeah, easy. I wouldn't have done it at all. No, I was talking about my current one. You imagine being like single and having no kids and just like no responsibilities.
We all know you're lying. We all know
that would be awesome right about now. I'd just be out playing golf right now with my boys, like crushing some White Claws. Oh, it'd be great.
Is there anything you would change? How did you propose to your wife?
I had set up, I can't remember if it was, it might have been like an... It was in December. I'm trying to think if it was like an anniversary of some kind of our first date or something. It might have been around then. I can't remember. Kate was at work when she came home. I had, you know, full suit on. The house was, you know, decorated, candles. There was our apartment had a fireplace randomly. So there was a fire in the fireplace. And I had, you know, appetizer spread. You know, the full thing kind of laid out because I was going to take her out to a really fancy dinner. I don't know if she knew that we were going out that night, but surprise, we're doing it. And then I proposed right before... And I had some champagne, obviously, and then I proposed before we went out to dinner. So it wasn't like some crazy proposal. Would I change anything about the way I did? I remember her saying afterwards, did you even get down on one knee? And I thought, you know, because I was kind of sitting, we were both sitting together on the couch, and I think maybe I did like a half, you know, like, I don't think my...
You didn't even like stand up and get down on a knee?
You know, I don't think my butt fully left couch.
Oh,
I think it was like...
Oh my God, you were sitting on a couch and you proposed to your wife.
You know how I kind of like slid down to the side? So like my knee might have been on the ground, but like left cheek still on cushion.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like it wasn't a full...
I know what you mean.
It wasn't like a full thing. So maybe I would have done that part again because I feel like my wife would have appreciated that. But you know what? It seemed silly at the time. Like what am I kneeling down for here?
So you don't have any pictures?
No, no pictures. We have a picture of us... either before or after leaving the dinner together.
It's interesting you bring up the knee thing because only 36% of people said their partner actually got down on one knee.
What
are we doing here? What? If you're not on one knee, what else are you doing?
What's the point of it?
You're just supposed to. I don't know.
Yeah, but I just don't, I don't fully understand it. I get it when you're doing the very public one and you want people around you to be like, so that way they know, because otherwise it would look like just two people having a conversation and a hug, right? You want
you just
people
do it
to know
anyways. Like, I'm presenting
what you're doing.
You with this ring. Please take and accept.
Oh, you're so much better than me. Oh,
we're talking marriage proposals because on average, Americans say that they would change two things if they could do the proposal all over again. 35% say that they would change the location of where the proposal went down. 1 in 10 said they would change their ring.
Oh, wow.
Is that these are just guys being surveyed?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, if any guys say they changed the ring, maybe that's because they got some backlash afterwards.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. I would have taken any ring.
Everybody says that, but then they see it.
I really would have.
There are some rings that you wouldn't.
Preference, yeah.
Uh-huh. There's some rings that you would have trouble hiding your disappointment on. It's not.
But to actually, like, even if you were like, oh, well, it's not really my style, to actually say something and, like, possibly even demand that you, like, go get a different one, like, I don't like that.
I know a couple where the sister of the bride, well, she obviously didn't know she was going to get proposed to, but the sister made him go and get a new ring because she was like, she's not going to like this ring. And the bride afterwards, when she saw the old ring, was like, yeah, thank God he went and got a new one because I didn't like that one.
Well, that's a good way to play it then, like ask somebody else or something.
Yeah, I mean, you should, as a guy, you should be doing your homework. But ladies, also, let's just admit that there are certain rings that when it comes out, you would have trouble hiding the disappointment.
I think I'm a pretty good actor.
Okay, but inside, let's just say.
I think...
Good morning, JV Show. Man, wedding proposals? I recently saw a video of when I proposed to my wife 10 years ago, and I decided to buy an Elmo costume and dance to songs for about really like 6 minutes. And honestly, I do not recommend. I can't believe I did that. And the dance, not the song. The songs are great. The dance, oh, it was terrible. My poor wife. Thankfully, she said yes. Have a good one, y'all. Peace.
Did I hear him write an Elmo costume?
He dressed up in an Elmo costume and then danced around?
Oh, my God.
For 6 minutes?
Who thought that was a good proposal idea? Unless your wife is like a huge Sesame Street fan or something. I don't know. I'm not sure what scenario that...
If that's the case, is she on a registry somewhere?
Right. What? Okay, that one, yes, I would go back and change that one too.
For me, the only thing I would change is my outfit.
Okay.
Because it was Christmas Eve when my man proposed and I was pregnant. So I'm wearing like, I'm covered from like head to toe practically. I'm wearing like black tights and like a thick black sweater dress.
Damn, sweater dress, you hella thick.
I'd like to be wearing something like cuter, I guess, because we're always going to have those pictures and videos. But I mean, that's really the only thing. If we were to ask my man, what would he change, if anything? I think he would say that he would want his family to be present, or like more of my family to be there. Because my parents weren't there and his family didn't make it. He was originally supposed to propose at my son's birthday party, but this is like 2021. And then he got COVID, and this is back when people took it seriously. So it's like, party's off. Don't come over
Cancel
here.
The event.
I'm late in the room. And then so he had to, you know, rethink everything. And then, yeah, so his family couldn't be there. I think that's the only thing he would change.
All right, now don't be mad. Is having family around akin to going to like a gender reveal where like the rest of us that are there to observe a proposal, like, do we care? I'm just wondering.
I don't think so.
I think you care more at a proposal than a gender reveal. Yeah. Because I would be recording.
I think a proposal is a big day. Yeah. So that, yeah.
It's a big day for you that's getting engaged, but is it a big day for me as a friend?
If you know what's happening, yeah, because you're excited about it.
Yeah, if you like your friends.
Unless you don't care about your friends, I guess.
I think it's a big deal.
I'm excited to be at the wedding when there's an open bar, but I'm excited, like, am I like...
Graham, you just don't like celebrating anything.
No, just I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering, there are some things that are more important for the two people. Like, I don't know, like, that's my thinking, and maybe I'm in the minority on this one, but, like... A proposal between Kate and I, that was something between us. I didn't need like friends and family to pop out of the bushes and be like, ah! Like, you got engaged. Ah! Like, they don't care. Like,
well,
they don't,
I know for my family,
they're happy for us, of course.
I know, but for like, my family, it was important for my sisters to be there, and my parents and his mom wanted to be there as well. Like, yeah, those things are important.
Okay. I just think it's an intimate moment.
You just don't like people. Oh
no,
my God.
I think it's an intimate moment between talking to the guy that I like. I maintain such close friendships with my family and friend group and stuff like that.
Well, you like people. You just don't like celebrating.
That stuff is super important
to
me. But there are some things that are important between two people. The gender reveal, very exciting between the couple. The rest of us, we don't care.
Well, there's free food and free drinks, I care.
Maybe. Yeah, but again, that's about some free booze.
If there's anything that you would like to talk about from your wedding proposal, something you would change, you can leave us a talk back. That talk back mic is always open.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. The average American would change two things about their marriage proposal.
Hi, this is Jenny from San Leandro. I would change everything about my proposal. The ring, no, but definitely how he proposed. We were young, pretty much right out of high school. I was in my room on my bed. He comes over. He throws the ring on the bed, you know, in the box. And I say, what's this? He goes, you know what that is. And that was it. Have a good day. Bye.
Oh,
what's wrong
my God.
With that? That sounded oh, really romantic.
No. Oh. He didn't even say, will you marry me? He didn't give a speech or anything?
Yeah, but he threw some box. I'm like, hey, there it is.
I would have thrown it back.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Selena, if your man had proposed like that, what, you would have said no?
No, I'd still say yes.
Yep.
Good morning, baby show. When my husband proposed to me, there was a hike involved. So that's one thing I would change. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was on top of Mount Tam. The view was amazing. He brought some champagne. We had a great lunch after. But still, a hike. And also, I don't have the heart to tell him this, but I wasn't a fan of the ring that he got me. But he loves it. Anyway, thanks. Have a great day.
Wow. Two things. The hike. Would you guys be here for that?
I think that would be cool. I'm not mad at that.
It's a beautiful view. Waterfall in the back, yeah.
But you're like all sweaty and like feeling disgusting and there's bugs. Don't want that. As for the ring.
Do you guys think he listens to the show?
I hope
probably,
not.
He probably heard that one. She hates it. She says it's ugly. She looks at it every day and just thinks, oh my God, why didn't you get me a different ring?
But I like that she recognizes like it means a lot to him. He likes it. Therefore, this is my ring. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, guys. Is Eddie without the haircut? Yeah, I would change my proposal. I mean, it was beautiful. I took my wife to Vic's restaurant in the city. And I told the waitress, I'm going to propose, so I need you to take pictures. So I gave her my cell phone. And right when I was getting down on one knee proposing, she must have been the only lady in the whole world that does not use a cell phone. And the pictures came out so blurry. I mean, you couldn't even see her reaction. She took pictures of the people next to us. God.
Oh, no. Wait, that's hilarious. Oh,
yeah, this is why a photographer is so important.
I mean, if you want pictures of it, yeah, you probably need to call in the pros. You can't, you can't count on your local bartender or waiter or something to get it right.
Let's do one more talk back.
So for the wedding proposals, the thing I probably would have changed is definitely my outfit. Was not ready for that. And second, when he proposed, I asked him if he was sure. I wish I didn't say that because now that's on video. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to do this? And yeah, I mean, of course I wanted to, but I thought he was crazy for asking me. Anyways, yeah, I wish I wouldn't have said that.
Oh,
are you sure?
But sometimes you have to ask, like, are you sure you know what you're doing?
If we're down on one knee and we've got a ring out at that point, that's as sure as a guy is going to get.
But it's once you say yes, you're locked in. Like, there's no going back. Are you sure?
We're stupid, but even we know the implications of if you accept this thing, then that's it. Me and you.
Oh, all right. Thank you for everyone. Thank you to everyone that left a talk back on that. Jess, what do you have?
Okay, so if your phone contains thousands of photos that you have to swipe through to find what you need, or if your phone storage is always full, that might be because you may be a digital hoarder. So a hoarding disorder, which is often associated with OCD, is actually affecting a lot of Americans because we just cannot
get
rid.
It's a form of OCD?
It is associated with it. So we just have this problem of not getting rid of unread emails, deleting pictures, and everything in between.
Isn't that more about being lazy than OCD? I just don't want to take the time.
I think the people that
it doesn't impact my life. I don't have to wade through a pile of emails to get to my car. I can't. I can walk straight through the garage to get to my car because the clutter of emails.
Right.
I don't know. It's in a cloud somewhere. I don't ever see it. I don't care.
Possibly with emails, but with pictures. I know I personally like to keep a lot of my pictures because I want to be able to look back on them later. I feel like those are memories that I want to look back on, which is probably not a good thing.
But I would think it's the opposite. Going back and deleting everything, I think like that's OCD.
Yeah.
Like he's back, bro. It ain't that serious.
I don't have the time for that. Again, all my pictures are in the cloud somewhere. Well, who cares if I've got 1,000 more of them or 1,000 less of them?
So you don't delete anything?
I don't delete anything.
I'll delete if I'm scrolling and looking for a picture and I see like a screenshot of something or a picture that's just totally like, hey, is this the thing I'm getting from the grocery store that I sent to my wife? You know, delete that, sure. But I don't like make a point of like, well, I got to trim the number of 1,648 photos down to 1,200 and sit there and try to delete because like, what for?
Maybe because you don't take that many pictures, Graham.
I take a decent amount, but I don't post a ton of pictures.
What about emails?
If that makes sense. Emails, again, I don't know. I don't sit there and why do I care if I have 30,000 emails in my Gmail?
See, I'm the same way.
I just don't care.
I'm the same way.
I'm actually really surprised, specifically with Graham. For some reason, Graham, I thought you were the type of person to want to have everything so like organized and just basically like no unread emails, just everything nice and tidy.
No. That sounds great, right? Mm-hmm. But who's got the time for that? You get like 10,000 emails a day from all these companies and stuff. I just don't care.
I'm looking at my phone right now.
How many you got?
Ooh, you know the little icon? It'll tell you how many unread emails. On one of the accounts, 192,000.
That's good. That is good.
192,000?
Text messages, 1,699.
Okay, that is horny for
it
sure.
It says I have 863 missed phone calls.
How many missed phone calls?
863. Like, how is that?
You don't ever answer your phone.
Wait, well, that doesn't
all spam,
bother
that's
you?
That's spam calls and stuff, right?
I don't know. Probably.
It's got to be.
No, it doesn't. But I don't even notice.
Okay, well, I thought I was bad just because I have 42,000 photos and videos. But
see, but you're the person that takes videos at a concert.
Yeah, and fireworks. Yeah,
and videos of fireworks shows.
That's psychopath behavior.
No,
you're a different breed.
You're a digital hoarder. Just
maybe
admit
I'm
it.
More discerning about the things I do take a picture of. You'll take a picture of everything, hence why you want to go back and delete some.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So earlier this morning, we were talking about how the average person would change two things about their marriage proposal. The only thing I changed about mine is my outfit.
I might have liked to have fully gotten down on the one knee. I talked about it earlier. I think I was half off the couch.
Yeah.
One cheek was still on the couch. Knee might or might not have touched the ground. It was like an abbreviated kneel.
A lot of people weighing in on the talkbacks. We have to go back to the talkbacks.
Hi, JB Show. This is Levon from Vallejo. For my proposal story, my husband proposed to me early in the morning. I had spent the night at his house. I'd just woken up. And he gets down on one knee on the side of the bed, and I'm in my nightgown. I had really short hair, so my hair was sticking straight up. I wish I could have been at least showered and had my hair done.
And your teeth brushed.
Yeah, brush your teeth.
Well, God. Do you guys not think these things through?
Well,
good question.
Yeah, not as much. We just want to get it over with, and so that, you know, we can, like, you know, because it's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of buildup and you're nervous about it and stuff. I still would have gone for more than just the bedside wake up. I have one other question about the talk back. Do you ladies, you know, like, you're, I might spend the night at his house. Do you pack a nightgown?
No.
Well, maybe she meant like one of those baby doll like lingerie ones. That's what I imagined. Oh,
okay. That's not what I was
picturing.
I wouldn't
have called it a nightgown.
Yeah, I was picturing the one that goes all the way to your ankles.
Floor length. Oh. Yeah. Floor length for warmth.
You guys, I had the worst proposal. He proposed to me on Christmas Eve, and I said,
"Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's wrong with that?" That's when I got engaged.
Oh.
Wow!
Shots fired.
Wow! I liked it.
Wait, are you freaking serious right now? We were fighting, and he decided to propose to me when we're fighting. Yeah, it didn't go very well.
Oh, no.
Well,
you don't
he
do
probably
that.
Thought this is a good way to end that. The fight. Let me show her how much I love her. I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
Yeah.
It makes a bigger fight.
Yeah, don't do it while you're fighting. But the guys want us to know in that moment. See, this is what I was thinking about. You're busy yelling at me about not cleaning up the room or something. See, I was thinking about our future. And then we try to throw it in your face.
Yeah. Typical guys. Yeah. Typical guy move.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jess from Brentwood. I was just calling to weigh in on the marriage proposal, and I'm actually going through a divorce, so super sad. But anyways, my marriage proposal was amazing. I wouldn't have changed a thing. He proposed in December at the Union Square Christmas tree, and like we even got a round of applause afterward.
Oh,
how about that? See, that's the one thing about there were a few people that weighed in on. You get a photographer. Our buddy Leo, who's a photographer, was like, "Yeah, I've taken a lot of these engagement photos before," and then couple years later, the couple's divorced.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, I mean, you can have that moment captured forever, but may not mean it's going to last forever.
Should we each post a picture from our own marriage proposal?
I think we should. Oh, wait, Jess, too soon. Too soon.
Well, when it happens, I'm going to have all angles.
Hasn't happened. But yeah, Selena, you and I could definitely find one from our own
shade.
Engagements. I texted my wife for a picture. She said she's driving, so I'm scrolling back through her Instagram because I feel like, you know, she probably would have posted it, right?
Why isn't it on your Instagram?
Ooh, good
I did
question.
Not have Instagram when we got engaged.
Why haven't you posted it, like,
on an anniversary or something?
I've posted pictures of us at our wedding.
Doesn't count.
On our anniversaries. But no, I did not have Instagram back then.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
Did you guys know Kristen Cavallari hooked up with Morgan Wallen
nope.
and Jason Statham?
I saw the headlines.
What?
When? So,
that's a good question. That I don't know. But I don't know if you guys know or have seen the, like, suspect trend on social media where, like, a friend is, like, running away, almost like they're running from the cops. And then person behind the camera goes, like, you know, suspect is wearing this or has done that. And they just say all these, like, identifying features or things that person has done. So Kristen did that with one of her friends. And as Kristen's running, her friend Justin said, suspect let Morgan Wallen hurt her feelings. And she kept going back. So that's out there.
That's out there.
Another one, suspect's hottest hookup that she's never told anyone about was Jason Statham.
That's the hottest hookup?
I forgot what he looks like, not gonna lie.
I mean, he's like an action star, but like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't do it for me, but...
Not, hey, not for me either.
It doesn't set your loins ablaze, Selena?
Nah,
Jason Statham?
Not my loins, no. Okay. Not at all. They're frozen.
I mean, he's ripped in these videos. In the movies, but yeah. Okay.
So apparently a lot of people cannot wait to see Alec Baldwin's film Rust. You know, this is a movie that when the premiere was announced, there was a lot of backlash because if you recall, Alec Baldwin on the set fired a prop gun, killing, you know, one of the crew members and then injuring another. So the film is going to premiere tomorrow in Poland at a film festival, and tickets went live this morning for festival goers to purchase their tickets. Everybody was so crazy about this that the site crashed from the demand.
Really?
Whoa.
I did not see that happening with this film.
Well, I'm sure Polish Independent Film Festival website doesn't normally
That's
handle a very
true.
Large volume of anything. Namely,
That's a good point.
They probably average less than one visitor a day to that site. So when an influx comes in, we don't know what that demand
Graham,
really meant.
I'm with you. It feels wrong to still put this movie out. But if you don't know, Helena Hutchins, that's the woman who died. Her family, they want it out. To honor her work.
Which,
so.
I couldn't imagine being in their situation. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what that thought process is from there. It's,
right.
It's hard to, you know, put yourself in their shoes. But my gut tells me I would not want it. I'd want that entire thing.
I'm with you.
Scrapped. But I don't know. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that there is more interest in the film because of it. Just it's gotten that level of notoriety
of
just given the incident, and that was just an incredible amount of publicity. You wonder, had that tragedy never happened, would this film have even popped up on many people's radars to begin with?
So.
I don't think so. I think it was going to be kind of a small
Graham, what do you have?
Project. Oh no, you guys.
Oh no, what?
Not good. Yet another one of those doomsday fish just washed up on a California beach.
No!
That makes three. Now, this one washed up November 6th, down in Encinitas. These oar fish, they're known as the doomsday fish because in some Japanese mythology and stuff like that, they are supposedly signs of bad things to happen at like a tsunami or a major earthquake of natural disasters. And prior to that huge Japanese, that huge earthquake in Japan, I should say, sorry, in March of 2011, a dozen or so of these fish washed up on the beach. And these live in very deep, deep waters.
Yeah.
Rarely ever seen by humans. I think this is the one that just washed up was only the 22nd that's ever washed up in California history, recorded history, washed up on a beach. So they're very rare because they live in deep waters. There's been some studies that show there is no correlation between major earthquakes and these things showing
that's
up.
That's BS.
But
every
I don't
time
know.
One does, there's a major earthquake.
So now that we've had a few of them wash up here, do you think there's a major incident heading our way? Because the doomsday fish says yes.
You guys know I believe this kind of stuff.
Got to be a little nervous about it.
I believe it,
too. Got
to
be a little nervous about this thing. They are creepy looking, too.
Yeah.
Doomsday fish is a good nickname for these things because they're really, they can grow up to 30 feet long. They're kind of this long, slender, almost eel-like looking things.
Ugh. Do we have our proposal pictures up?
They are.
Me, Graham, and Jess.
Too soon. You just wait.
We'll discuss those next. If you want to go check it out now, JV Morning Show on Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I'm on JV Morning Show right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's our Instagram. I'm looking at Graham, your proposal picture. Or it's like after the proposal.
This was after. This was the... We went out to a fancy dinner after the proposal. This is probably before or after the meal. Not really sure. I can't really remember.
But. Your wife. Look how happy she is. She is glowing.
Just glowing.
I thought the only way to pose after you get proposed is to like hold up the ring.
I'm sure that picture exists somewhere, but that's not currently the one that she's doing here.
I love that. So, JV Morning
2012. How long have I been married?
Dang. 12 years?
That's impressive considering you're only 26 and a half.
I got married in 2013, so we've been...
Oh, so 11 years.
You were 16.
Yeah, I was 16 at the time we're in this proposal. I do look a lot younger. So young. Yeah.
And then we have a picture from my proposal as well. That's me and my husband. Told you it was Christmas Eve, so you can see like gifts in the background and all that stuff. But
and some stockings.
Yeah.
Your man like, looks very happy.
He was very happy. This was... This is before, you can see the ring still in the box. This is before he dropped the ring.
He dropped it on the ground?
Yeah. Oh.
He was nervous?
Yeah.
Shaking?
A little bit. Fumble fingers. Whoops.
And then mine's right there.
And then I go to Jess's.
Too soon.
It says together for 4 years, but nothing.
Wow. You can check out those photos. JV Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, JV family. This is Tanya from Venardi Serrata. I just wanted to hop back on here and say thank you for having me on air yesterday. Thank you to all of the fans and the loyal listeners who came out and supported our event. We had over 400 people show up and donate food. It was an amazing time. Thank you again. Have a good one, you guys.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. We had Tanya on yesterday to promote their food drive that they were doing with 49ers player Fred Warner. And that sounds like an amazing turnout. 400-something people.
Wow.
All showed up to donate food. That's for a great cause, obviously, yes. And to get to meet Fred Warner. Obviously. That dude's a stud. I would love to meet Fred Warner. That's
glad
awesome.
To hear that. Thanks for checking back in. Graham, what do you have?
All right, move over king-size beds and California Kings because there's a new sheriff in town. There's this new size bed that's growing in popularity according to some high-end designers. It's called the Alaskan King. Have you guys heard of the Alaskan King?
No.
An Alaskan King mattress is a full 9 foot by 9 foot.
Whoa.
What's a California King?
A California King is 72 inches by 84 inches. So this bed would be, what's 9 feet? 108 by 108,
oh.
Right?
I need that.
JV Show not known for their math. Let me just do some quick math. Yes, that's 9 feet. 108. 108 inches by 108 inches. The Alaskan King mattress, they say, makes people look comically small when they're laying in there by themselves. They look like they're little miniature people in there because the bed is so, so huge. Now, look, you can't just go down to your Mancini's or whatever, and they're not just going to have an Alaskan King there on the showroom floor. They might, but I doubt it. Says you have to generally... There's a handful of companies that almost like custom make them for you. And then same thing to find the bedding for them is you're not going down to Walmart to buy your sheets. They don't stock the Alaskan King size there. They're more of a special order item. But would you guys want an Alaskan King size mattress?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes!
Selena, you're the smallest person I know. Like legitimately the smallest person I know.
Thank you.
And you have a what size bed now?
King.
You have a California King.
Thanks.
What the hell?
Is there a difference between King and Cali King?
Yes, a king size bed is slightly smaller. I think a California King is longer, a little bit longer than a regular King.
That's basically like the Alaskan King for other people.
But I want the bigger one.
Yeah, you are in an Alaskan King right now.
It's like it sounds good in theory to have like a California King, and until you use it all the time, and it just the more you use it, it just starts to feel smaller.
What are you doing in there? I don't get it.
Watching TV, eating, sleeping.
But you only, again, you're the smallest person I know.
Me and my husband, it's like, we just need more space.
But what's he
doing? More activities.
That's what I mean. Like, what are you guys like using it like a trampoline? Are you jumping around? Are you setting up a card table
doing
on there? Like playing
routine.
Poker?
That'd be nice. And I don't know. Sometimes we like, you know, work from there. We have our like laptops. I don't know. We just need more space. Sometimes the kids are on the bed too and it's all crowded. An Alaskan King. Oh, I would love that.
Now that's what they say. A lot of these, they say an Alaskan King can accommodate 4 adults comfortably.
4?
Now, maybe that's your thing. We don't know. Maybe you got a flamingo in your front yard or a pineapple. I was going to say watermelon, upside down pineapple in your shopping cart or whatever. Maybe that's for you. But a lot of families, you know, they have kids and or pets in the bed. And they say that's what this is good for. There are some other sides. I had never heard of this Alaskan king. I didn't know that was a thing. There's also a Montana king, which is 84 by 84 inches. So that's just a little bit wider than your California king. There's also the Texas king, which is 80 by 98. Whoa. So there's some other size mattresses out there.
I've never heard of those.
They say generally these are going into professional athletes' homes. You know, they're big.
Oh, okay.
They're generally larger people. If you're really tall, you want that taller mattress because even on... I mean, if you think of these guys in the NBA, if you're pushing 7 feet tall, you're hanging off the end of even a California king.
Yeah.
Your feet are hanging off. So these a 9 foot long mattress accommodates you without falling off.
Graham, do you want any one of these? Because I can't believe you and your wife have a queen size.
Yeah, we share a queen. It's the two of us and our 65-pound golden retriever Hambone in there. And look, I've always said that's plenty for us. But then I saw the picture of one of these Alaskan kings and I don't know. I want that. There's something about it that just like looked cool because the bed was so big. You have to have a room that's really big. Thing. That's the problem. A 9x9 bed in most people's rooms, like that's the room. How are you going to walk in there?
I don't know. I don't mind that. My entire room is just one giant mattress.
You just have to climb over the mattress to get to the bathroom each time.
Oh, yeah,
to get
that would annoy me so much. Yeah. I want more. If anything, I right now I have a queen. I would go to a twin if I didn't have my boyfriend go over.
You would downsize?
I could sleep in a twin bed just fine.
Yeah, I love having extra room in my room.
Oh, more space for activities. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want more space for the activities on the bed.
Yeah, I want an Alaskan king or maybe a Montana king or something. I mean, I'm not going to get it, but I saw a picture of one and I was like, that is dope. I want that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.